This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 5th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Six executives of a Florida-based air charter service face federal criminal charges in connection with the crash of an overloaded jet which couldn't get off the runway at Teterboro, New Jersey in 2005. Acting U.S. Attorney Ralph J. Mara Jr. tells the New Jersey Star-Ledger that Platinum Jet Management of Fort Lauderdale claimed to be a luxury charter service, but didn't hold the required certificate, falsified flight records, and routinely overloaded planes with fuel at airports where it was cheaper to top off. On the morning of February 2, 2005, the pilots started a takeoff roll in the Challenger CL-600 with eight passengers on board. When the pilots found the plane wouldn't rotate, they tried to abort the takeoff, but crashed through a perimeter fence and out across six lanes of traffic on busy Route 46. One car's roof was torn off, and the plane finally stopped after hitting a clothing warehouse. The National Transportation Safety Board ruled the plane had a center of gravity forward of limits. Nobody died, but the NTSB came down hard on the company for a host of violations, and on the FAA for inadequate oversight. Hawker Beechcraft CEO Jim Schuster has confirmed to employees the company will cut 2,300 positions, many at the end of this week. The Wichita Business Journal reports Schuster made the announcement in a company-wide memo, but did not address the number of cuts by location. Notably, Schuster could not say whether these layoffs would be the last for HBC. Quote, "The bottom line is that we must be prepared to do whatever is required to make certain that we successfully emerge from the downturn," unquote. During a review on Tuesday of Space Shuttle Discovery's readiness for flight, NASA managers decided to plan a launch no earlier than February 19th. That's 1 week later than original targets. The new date accommodates additional analysis and particle impact testing associated with a flow control valve in the shuttle's main engines. That valve is one of three that channels gaseous hydrogen from the engines to the external fuel tank. NASA found one of those valves damaged in Endeavour after that shuttle's mission in November. As a precaution, Discovery's valves were removed, inspected, and reinstalled, but the cause of the problem is still not known. NASA also said this week it will delay a repositioning of the International Space Station until March to allow troubleshooting of rockets on the Zvezda service module, which cut off suddenly on the last attempt to reposition. The station must be periodically lifted to counter decay in its orbit. A third update from the National Transportation Safety Board on its investigation into U.S. Airways Flight 1549 confirms that remains of birds were found in both engines of the Airbus A320, which became famous in the Miracle on the Hudson. The board also appears to dismiss any connection between a surge in the plane's right engine January 13th and the failure that led to the forced landing 2 days later. Passengers on that earlier flight said there was a loud banging noise from that engine, followed by an announcement that the flight would be returning to LaGuardia. Instead, the engine was successfully restarted and the flight continued on to Charlotte. The NTSB now says maintenance personnel found that engine had a defective temperature sensor, replaced the sensor, and followed up with a borescope inspection that confirmed no internal damage before returning the plane to service. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Colombian Air Force will train its pilots in American kit planes. NTSB says offshore helicopters need a backup communications plan. And Korean Air opts for more A380s. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Ron Wagner, Manager of Field Relations for the Experimental Aircraft Association. We'll talk about the surprisingly robust health of the light sport aircraft segment. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.